You will hear an interview with a woman called Adriana Moretti, who works as a wildlife photographer. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Adriana, what originally made you decide you wanted to be a professional wildlife photographer?
Well, unlike some who eventually take it up as a career, I wasn't a particularly talented photographer, but I was fascinated by what living creatures do and why. I developed my skills as a photographer while I was actually doing the job. And it wasn't until then I realised my work could take me to all kinds of distant places.
So beginners don't need to take budget flights abroad to improve their photographic skills?
No, they can usually do that in their local countryside, where there'll probably be just as wide a variety of wildlife as anywhere, really. Actually, learning has, if anything, become simpler. For instance, the cost of good quality digital cameras and other essential items has fallen dramatically in recent times, enabling far more people to take good photos. Studying photography can certainly help improve one's technical ability, though I'd do that at college rather than by signing up for one of those online courses.
And of course, you need practical experience.
Yes, there are things you can't learn sitting in a classroom. I remember I once spent all night trying to photograph owls after it had been raining heavily.
That can't have been very comfortable.
No, the ground was very wet and muddy, though fortunately I had a good pair of boots on and there was a fence that made a good seat. But I found it hard to keep still because of the mosquitoes. By morning, my face and hands were covered in bites, but I did get some great pictures.
So it's a job that requires patience?
Definitely. I was once in tropical Australia, trying to get a shot of a huge crocodile as it opened its mouth. I'd been lying there for ages, and in that heat, some might have got sleepy or bored, but I couldn't keep my eyes off that magnificent creature. I was quite close to it, but I knew that species of crocodile was normally harmless to humans, and my main concern was whether it would actually open its mouth at all before I had to leave. In the end it did, though, and it was worth the wait to get a picture of all those teeth. Of course, some animals are difficult to photograph at all.
For example?
Well, I hadn't actually got round to photographing tigers until recently, when I was sent to a national park in India. And from there, I travelled to northern China and managed to get some great pictures of a snow leopard hunting in the mountains. It had been my intention to go on to northern Russia to try to get my first ever shots of polar bears, but things didn't work out as planned, so I'll have to do that some other time. I've taken photos of brown bears, of course, but they're much easier to locate.
It certainly sounds a great job to have, but does it have any negative aspects?
Well, the agency may expect you to go to some fairly unpleasant places. Though if it's a country where there's armed conflict going on, I normally refuse. And being completely on one's own in the jungle or desert can get some people down. but I can't say it bothers me. Spending so much time away from my daughters, though, is a different matter. But unfortunately, it goes with the job. Whenever I'm home, I always try to make up for that by spending as much time as I can with them.
Tell me, how easy is it to get a job as a wildlife photographer?
Well, it's certainly an attractive career. And nowadays, there are just so many people out there doing it to such a high standard that it's difficult to get into. On the other hand, the public don't show any sign of losing interest in pictures of wildlife. And even though you can find millions of them online, people always seem to want new ones.
Thank you, Adriana.
That is the end of part 4.